Welcome to Peak Health, a radio show dedicated to empowering you to take back control of your health so that you can have the freedom to live the life that you want. I'm Lisa Morse, naturopathic physician on the island at Fern Cove Natural Medicine. I'm dedicated to helping you uncover the root cause of your symptoms so that you can get back on the road to feeling well again.
And I'm Claire Denise, certified health and wellness coach and a personal trainer. Our show is going to bring you information to help you take charge of your health. We're going to cover topics like IBS, heartburn, thyroid disorders, autoimmune diseases, osteoporosis, nutrition, and lots more. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Claire.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Good. I love summer weather, and I'm happy to be back with you. So overall, I'm a happy camper.
Yeah, me too. I love summer weather, too. I love the sun. It feels so good.
I know. I know.
And I'm getting vitamin D.
Yes. And suntan is always nice.
Yeah.
So anyway, here we are back in the studio.
Yes.
And are you going to tell me what our topic is for today?
I am. It's detoxification. Why you should detox.
Detox. Okay.
Yeah.
I would love to hear all about that.
Yeah. What I want to say is that I believe that today's common causes of illness are toxins.
Really?
Yeah. In the past, I would say 100 years ago, nutritional deficiencies were one of the top causes of illness. But I believe with our environment that toxins are at the root of a lot of illness.
So we don't have scurvy anymore, usually.
Not so much. No, not so much.
Well, toxins, chemicals, what yeah. are we talking about?
So we're talking about a lot of different chemicals. About 60 years ago, there were massive amounts of chemicals that came into our environment. And so pesticides, hormones, herbicides, and then that was the main thing about 60 years ago. But
so agriculture.
Absolutely.
To increase yields and decrease pests and so forth, huh?
Right, right.
Hmm.
And then there are other toxins that we're chronically bombarded with, things in cosmetics and beauty products.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's a big one.
The price of beauty.
Right. Things in our home, you know, paints, building materials, cleaning supplies. And then there's also toxins from in the air that are from industrial activities, coal. So like heavy metals is a big one. There's also flame retardants, and this is really common in children's clothing and toys so that they, you know, if there's a fire that they're more protected.
Huh.
There's other clothing that we have that's treated, often things that are stain resistant or water resistant or have toxic chemicals.
So we think that's a good thing, and it's actually at cross purposes then, huh?
It's a convenience thing for us, which we do. I mean, I do like convenience, but sometimes there's a price to pay. The other thing is cookware, nonstick cookware. It's very convenient, but it's, you know, Teflon has toxins in it.
You know, the other day my daughter accused me of using a 40-year-old pot.
Oh, really? Well, maybe that was actually not so bad.
That's what I think. It's worked fine.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah. So, hey, did you know about pizza boxes?
No.
Yes. They contain perfluorinated alkylated substances.
What does that
mean?
Which
are toxins that disrupt our hormones and our immune system. And I think it's for like antimicrobial properties, but next time you have a pizza, just beware.
I feel like a deer in headlights. I don't eat pizza very often, but
well, that's good. That's good. Yes.
It's not the pizza, it's the box.
Yes.
And then the box affects the pizza because the pizza's in the box.
It gets on the pizza. Yeah, they're all over the place. You don't even know about them.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. So 60 years ago is when there was a massive amount of chemicals that came into our world. And actually, that's when the incidence of diabetes, type 2 diabetes, actually increased. And so there's a correlation with diabetes, heart disease, cancer, dementia. It wasn't actually, everyone thinks, oh, it's the sugar, too much sugar, which yes, we don't want to eat too much sugar. But I think it was in the 20s or 30s or something that sugar became more common in our diets, American diet. And yeah, in the 60s when all the chemicals came. So that's when type 2 diabetes skyrocketed. So something to think about.
Well, I think sometimes there could be multiple influences.
Mm-hmm.
So sugar definitely for diabetes, but
yeah,
maybe not the only one, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that our level of health is, first of all, determined by our exposure to toxins. So we're going to talk about detoxification today, but also exposure, reducing exposure. That's one thing I learned in my environmental medicine class, is that we have to reduce the exposure, because we can do detox, but if we're not reducing the exposure, we're just going to accumulate the toxins again. So,
that makes sense.
Yeah. So our health is determined by our exposure, but also our body's ability to detoxify. And that can be partly genetics, and then also the health of your detoxification organs, like your kidney and liver. So, I mean, when you think about it, there's some people who are smokers who never get cancer, and then some, you know, who do. And so why is that? I mean, we don't really know specific reasons, but possibly those people who don't get the cancer are better at detoxifying.
Hmm. Yeah. We don't really know that we have much control over that.
Right.
From the natural standpoint, anyway.
Yeah. From a genetic standpoint. Although there's always epigenetics, you know, which we talk about.
True.
Yeah.
But you think the body has this ability to heal itself, right?
I do. So if we can reduce the exposure and help the body to remove the toxins, I think, yeah, we can achieve good health.
I'm sort of curious why we don't hear about this more, like from our doctors.
Right.
Or
Well, I would have to say, whatever reason
we're there for.
Yeah, I would have to say that today's medicine can focus mostly on treatments, pharmaceuticals, rather than the causes. It's a lot of work to try to uncover causes. And people often have a constellation of symptoms, and we try to find a cause for each single symptom when it could be just toxicity causing all of them. So there's not a lot of research around toxins, not a lot of research dollars going there. And so
I guess I can see where the approach has been, let's just treat the symptoms.
Yeah. Yeah.
For starters.
But which is unfortunate.
Why don't you tell me, what do toxins do that's not good for us? I heard you mention the kidneys and the liver.
Yeah, a lot of things toxins do. One of the main ones is disrupt our enzymes. So in all of our cells, we have enzymatic reactions that are taking place, and the toxins can hinder those reactions, and especially heavy metals, because a lot of times cofactors for the reactions are minerals, and heavy metals will replace those minerals and stop the reaction from taking place. As well, heavy metals replace minerals in our bones. And so there is a link between osteoporosis and heavy metal toxicity. Cadmium is one of the specific ones. And then, yeah, so that's heavy metals. So disrupting enzymes, excuse me, they also damage our organs, our kidney and liver. So those are the organs that we use to detox. And so the toxins can actually damage them, which is kind of a vicious cycle, because then we can't detox. They also damage DNA. This can lead to cancers and accelerated aging. So DNA is what's in our cell nucleus. That's our genetic code. And so the toxins will actually damage that DNA. As well, they damage cell membranes. An example of one is BPA. I don't know. Have you heard of BPA, Claire?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. It's in like canned foods, cans, and then plastics. There's a link between that and insulin resistance. So the BPA damages the cell membranes, and we know that diabetes or insulin resistance has to do with the cell membrane. And then the last one is they can block or mimic hormones. So in breast cancer patients, sometimes they have estrogen sensitive breast cancers where the tumor is stimulated by estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's certain chemicals, toxins that act like hormones.
Wow.
Yeah. And
scary.
So, yeah, they're called xenoestrogens.
Well, if I get a dose of toxin from something, either a plastic water bottle or the dashboard of my car or cosmetics or whatever,
mm-hmm.
How long does it stay in my body?
Yeah, it's variable. So some of the toxins stay in our bodies longer, and then some are very quickly removed. And so there's what we call the half-life of a toxin, and that's how long it takes the body to remove 50% of the chemical. And so with mercury, it's 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah. And with arsenic, it's actually 2 to 4 days, which is pretty quick. With cadmium, 16 years. It's a long time.
Wow.
And then PCBs, which are polychlorinated
biphenyls.
Yeah. From 2 to 30 years. That's just a handful of ones that I'm mentioning, but there's a lot more toxins that are out there.
It does sound like it's really variable, but it also, I guess I'm thinking there must be some cumulative damage as opposed to instant,
mm-hmm.
Even though it goes away in 2 to 4 days or something, that it might have some residual effect.
Yeah. And, yeah. I mean, it can. When the body rids itself of it, it's, obviously, that's better than it staying in the body, but yeah.
Well, from what you said, I guess I could make a guess at how I'm getting exposed to toxins almost everywhere. But the question, I guess, is not only am I exposed, but how do I know how much I'm being exposed?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, we don't, again, it's not really a question about whether you're getting exposed.
How does it get into your body?
Well, anywhere from the air, from eating, from like touching things like plastics.
Breathing then?
Breathing, yes. Breathing, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's some questions that I usually ask people to figure out their level of toxicity. So do you regularly eat processed food or conventionally raised produce, meat, and dairy?
So let me stop you there. When you say conventionally raised, you mean like farm raised? Into a pen and force-fed to increase its body weight so it makes more money on the market.
Exactly. That kind of thing. Given hormones and, all those things. Not, the typical grass-fed or the grass-fed that we prefer.
And conventional produce would be treated with a lot of pesticides and herbicides to increase yield and...
Yes, non-organic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you eat farmed fish or large fish such as swordfish, sea bass, shark? Ahi tuna, those are the ones that have a lot of mercury. Farmed fish has other, besides mercury, has other toxins. PCBs, I believe, is one of the main ones. And then how many health and beauty products do you use each day that can increase your exposure? It's better if you're obviously using clean products that are, so there's companies out there that make products that have low chemical toxins.
Like when they say...
Phthalate-free, paraben-free.
Yeah. First generation or something generation has, I can't remember.
Seventh generation.
Okay.
Yeah. And then do you have new home furnishings? That's a big one. And you can just smell them a lot of times. We just got a new washer and dryer. My in-laws, stinks.
Really?
Yeah. All it smells like chemicals. Yeah, I don't
plastic
know.
Plastic or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Then do you have a moldy home? That's a significant source of toxins. Do you have mercury amalgam fillings? That's a big one. Do you have lead pipes in your home? So if your home was built before 1978, probably, do you live in an area of fracking, coal plants or other industrial activities? And then where does your water come from? What's the source?
Well, one time I was doing a demo with some kids at an elementary school in Tacoma. Mm-hmm. They turned on the water, and the water came out like this funny orange brown.
Ooh.
It was scary.
Gross.
Going back to fillings.
Yeah.
Do you think people should have their fillings all replaced then if they have amalgam fillings?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, it is a very pricey procedure. If you're having chronic health issues, yes.
Like I said,
it depends.
That's a good divider, though. If you're not having chronic health issues, then you may be managing it okay.
Yeah, that's what I was saying back. It depends on your ability to detox, and some people just don't detox as well. And so, yeah.
So. Well, if you wanted to just kind of start slow and not be overwhelmed, by this whole concept of detoxification, what do you recommend?
So the two easiest ways to reduce toxins are health and beauty products and also your foods. So the big one with health and beauty products is phthalates. And so these are also in plastic containers, plastic bags, which have been banned in Europe. But they're endocrine disruptors. So they mess with our hormones. And they can also, they're really important for pregnant women because they can affect fetal brain development. So find phthalate-free health and beauty products.
And then, why would they put those in there?
You know, that's a good question.
I mean, are there no substitutes?
I'm not sure if they're fragrances or if they do something to the quality of the... I don't know. It's a good question, Claire. But phthalates are a big one. Parabens are also a big one in health and beauty products. And then lead is often found in lipstick. If you wear lipstick, yes. So
I guess I'll stop doing that.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? So you need to find brands that, you know, don't have these things in them. And you can use Environmental Working Group website to search for recommended products. Otherwise, there's an app. It's called Think Dirty.
Free app?
Yes, it's a free app. You can
Think Dirty, huh?
I know, isn't that weird? And then you can actually scan if you have, I don't know, I would assume with other phones. I use my iPhone and you can scan the barcode of products and it will rate them.
That is a very nice tip.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, not everything's in
brilliant.
There. Well, I don't know about that.
You know, while I'm telling you how brilliant you are, I should probably also mention to our listeners that we are listening to The Voice of Vashon 101.9. On Vashon Island, and this is Peak Health with Lisa Morse, naturopath here on the island, and Claire DeNice, health coach here on the island.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes. Tell your friends.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so health and beauty products, and then food is the other one, and we're going to get a little bit more into foods in a minute.
Okay. Well, okay. Food I'm a little more into than I don't know much about health and beauty products, but definitely the first thing I usually say to people is stop eating processed food.
Yes.
Just because it has so many negatives associated with it.
Yeah.
But what if someone doesn't have any health issues? Are they're still being exposed, but evidently does that mean their body is managing it okay? Or
It could be. Not necessarily. I still think that it's important every once in a while to kind of do a detox. And I mean, all of these principles that we're going to talk about, I think are good for health to aspire to. One doesn't have to be perfect, but I think it's important to do a detox. And also, you know, maybe once a year or something.
Yeah, I try to do it several times a year.
Okay. Well, and also the health effects may not be evident right now. One of them is PCBs. I have read some information on that, and those were banned in 1979. But I read some information on that where it's like the symptoms don't affect people as much when they're younger, and then when they get older, it starts to become a problem.
Well, since I'm a baby boomer, I have to say that it seems like everything bothers you more when you're older.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. So yeah, diet. So,
well, okay, diet. Well, what do you suggest then?
Yeah,
beyond not eating processed foods.
Yeah. So I like to start with the do. Start with organic foods. You know, check out the Dirty Dozen if you're on a budget. You follow the Dirty Dozen. That's on. You can just Google that. Excuse me, if you're not aware. But apples, strawberries, grapes, celery, peaches, spinach, nectarines, cucumbers. Tomatoes, snap peas, potatoes, and bell peppers. I know I rattled that off, but you guys can look it up. But those are the ones that are the most toxic when they're not organic. And then there's the Clean 15. So, you know, you can eat those non-organic if you need to. Avocado, pineapples, cabbage, sweet peas, onions, asparagus, mangoes, kiwi, cauliflower, and sweet potatoes. So start with that. And then, like you said, Claire, the next thing was eat real unprocessed foods.
That's a funny thing because when you hear that word real, you don't often stop and think. When we eat real food as opposed to something that has so many listings in the label that you can't pronounce, that it's really not real food anymore.
Right.
Michael Pollan says, eat real food, not too much, mostly plants.
Right. I like that. I like that. Yeah. And then eating more fiber. So ground flaxseed, pectin, oat bran, psyllium husks. So in the past, humans have consumed 100 to 150 grams of fiber per day. And currently,
unbelievable.
Many Americans eat only
no
about
wonder
20
they never
grams.
Had diabetes or gained weight.
I know. That's crazy. I don't even know how much fiber I eat. I should try and figure it out.
It should be over. We should all be eating over 30 grams, I think.
Maybe absolutely.
Women 30, men 35 or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to calculate that out. So eating more fiber, that's what helps to actually bind to the toxins. And so you poop them out. That's good. And then brassica vegetables.
These, what are they?
So like the, broccoli, cauliflower, kale, I believe collards are part of brassicas.
Brussels sprouts,
yeah. So those vegetables actually support our liver detoxification enzymes, which we're going to talk about a little bit more, get into a little bit more nitty-gritty scientific detail here. But yeah, they stimulate those liver enzymes.
Okay, so far we should do the clean 15 and avoid the dirty dozen. Mm-hmm. Always get them to be organic.
Yep.
And not eat many processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
Eat more fiber.
Mm-hmm.
Eat the what I call cruciferous vegetables.
Mm-hmm. And the last one is guess.
Oh, water.
Water, yes. Yeah, drink pure water. So filtered water is obviously best. If you don't know your water quality, reverse osmosis is a good way to filter your water. I would say 3 to 4 quarts a day. If you're doing a detox, you don't always have to drink that much. But
if you're detoxing, yeah, you want to do a lot of flushing, right?
Right. Absolutely.
It's like trying to pressure wash your
yes.
Cement. The rain isn't going to do it. You're going to have to really exactly. Use a lot of water and force it.
Exactly. So yeah, so those are the things we should do.
Well, okay, so what shouldn't we do? What should we avoid?
Right. So processed foods we talked about. There's just too many additives in them. Sulfites, nitrates, MSG. And, you might be eating something and say, oh, it doesn't have MSG. But there's a lot of derivatives. So maltodextrin is one that's a derivative of MSG. So
well, there's a ton of MSG derivatives.
Got to be
fact,
careful.
I'm trying to think what the website is. I can't think of it, but it's got always, often, and sometimes. And they're words that you see in food labels, I can't think of them. Isolates.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Protein isolate.
Yes.
Everybody goes, oh, protein.
Yeah.
But
what's that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So avoiding the processed foods. And then if you're doing a detox, I do recommend gluten, to eliminate gluten because of its propensity to cause inflammation in the gut and make it more permeable. And again, we've talked about this on other shows. It does depend on your genetics, whether it makes your gut leaky or not. But I think it's just a good idea if you're going to do a detox to eliminate the gluten. And it's only for whatever, a couple of weeks or I think people can live without gluten for that long.
Well, I think people could live along without gluten a lot more often.
It's true. It's true.
I think that one of the keys is to eat a bigger variety in mm-hmm. general of foods.
Yeah. Yeah. So dairy is the next one that I would, if you're doing the detox again. So usually I have people do this specific diet where they're eating, those things that I talked about. And then avoiding certain things and then also taking certain supplements, which we'll get into a little bit later, I think next show.
So let me ask you a question about, you were mentioning canned foods before.
Yeah.
And then if you buy fish in a can, like canned tuna, canned sardines, canned mm-hmm. salmon, if it says wild, that would be okay. But if it doesn't say wild, should you not eat it?
It depends. With tuna, you don't want the ahi tuna. I mean, in general, I don't eat tuna just because it does have more mercury. But wild is good. Yes. So wild sardines would be good. I think it's more dependent on the type of fish, I guess is what I'm saying.
Than whether it's wild or farmed?
Yeah. Well, no, you don't want to really eat any farm. So if this says wild, yeah.
Okay. It should say wild.
But
okay.
Then again, if it's wild tuna, that doesn't necessarily mean I think it's a good idea.
Is that because tuna swim on the bottom?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think
because the heavy metals would sink to the bottom.
Well, the thing with the big fish is they eat a lot of smaller fish. So ahi tuna is pretty big, isn't it?
Well, tuna are pretty big. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they eat little fish that have the heavy metals and things. Yeah.
Climbing the food chain.
That's right. Yeah. So, okay. So we said no processed foods, you know, eliminate gluten and dairy for this detox time. No farmed fish. You know, choose wild fish, and then avoid conventional meats. You know, those are the ones that are mass produced and, you know, corn fed and given hormones and antibiotics. So again, choose the organic grass fed. And then soy is another one that I have people avoid on a detox. It actually has a lot of cadmium. I'm not exactly sure.
I had heard once that cadmium was one to heavy metal to watch out for, mm-hmm. because some heavy metals would kill the plant, but cadmium won't kill the plant.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Yeah, that's very interesting. But cadmium's another one that sticks around a long time. The other thing with soy is that it's often genetically modified. Glyphosate's been used on it. And actually, I didn't know this, but I just learned this. Glyphosate has been classified as a probable human carcinogen, and that was by the International Agency for Research on Cancer. So, not good. So, avoid your soy. And then sugar, you know, that's just a highly addictive food and spikes our blood sugar and leads to obesity and, diabetes. So, something to avoid on a detox. And then alcohol and recreational drugs. So, alcohol is a toxin. You know, it uses up a certain molecule called glutathione. And glutathione is needed to help us detoxify. So when we're drinking alcohol, it uses up our glutathione and then we don't have glutathione to detoxify other things. I mean, of course, moderation is fine, but when you're
doing a detox, this is while we're avoiding, you know, we're actually specifically saying I'm detoxing, I can't eat that. Or you choose not to.
Yes, exactly. I was just going to say that. I don't want to eat that. I'm not eating that.
It's a completely different perspective. Yeah.
And then the last one was coffee that I just had on there. And I know there's a lot of coffee drinkers.
You know, coffee goes in and out of fashion.
I know.
I've heard good things about it lately, too.
I have, too.
But maybe does it depend on how it's processed or...
Yeah, I think, I mean, definitely I have heard that it actually upregulates liver detoxification enzymes. But then it's also, you know, the way they make the beans, you know, I maybe have said this on another show. One of my mentors would say, it's free radical juice because, like, it forms a lot of free radicals when they roast the coffee beans.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he was saying,
when they roast the coffee beans. Now, when I watched them roasting them in Costa Rica, they were spreading them out. Oh, they weren't roasting them. They were drying them. Sorry. Oh, yeah. They were drying them, and they had these patterns that they would go through and turn the beans in the hot sun. Uh-huh. And then they bagged them up after they got so dry. I don't know how they knew how dry, but then they would stay there green until they were roasted.
Okay.
And
yeah.
And then the roasting process is a big deal too, like how long they're roasted for and
yes. Yeah. So just, you know, while we're on the detox, we won't drink coffee.
Oh, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. That's only a few weeks out of your life are a big coffee drinker. And it's really easy for me to say because I hardly ever drink coffee. So
I think it's a good way to rest your adrenals, too, because we know the coffee and caffeine, you know, stimulate our adrenals to release cortisol. And that's why we get energy when we drink coffee. And so we want to give our adrenals a break.
I thought it was caffeine in the coffee.
Caffeine. Yeah, the caffeine stimulates the adrenals.
Ah, I see.
To release cortisol, which is a...
I did not know that.
Yeah. So we're taxing our adrenals by drinking this coffee.
So. Hello, work world.
I know. Yeah, so I think that we are going to wrap it up for the day.
Let me see if I have any lasting summary or questions. So there's some simple things we can do.
Uh-huh.
One is around beauty products.
Yep.
Which to me says it might be worth spending a little bit more to have fewer toxins in the products that you put on your skin.
Yes.
And the other one, the same thing, really, is what you put in your body in terms of liquids and solid food.
Yes.
And it can make a big difference towards detoxing in general when you're not detoxing even, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So you can like do sort of a general cleanup of your lifestyle in at least those two areas and accomplish something sort of buy two, get one free.
Yeah. Yeah. And if, yeah, I mean, if you can't, we're going to talk about next show, just some, you know, deeper ways to detoxify. And so maybe this first show is just all you're ready to do and that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, I've learned a lot.
Yeah. So the show is brought to you by Windermere Vashon, made possible by Windermere Vashon. And I want to say that this is Peak Health Radio Show, where we are dedicated to educating and inspiring you, our listeners, to take back control of your health so that you can have the freedom to live the life that you desire.
Good job, Lisa.
Thanks. Until next time.
Take care.
Toodaloo.